Ich meine,
Doch
ist, ne? At the end, what's greater? Someone who had a nest for his food to come, or someone who did not have it? Remember the Gemara? The Gemara says a story. This guy, his wife died, so he was able to nurse his kid. So the Gemara debates if it's a praise or not a praise. I said that, but is it a praise that Hashem had to change nature for him?
Ah, okay.
Is that a praise or not a praise? Okay. Can I say this out loud?
Yes.
Oh my God, I don't know if I can read this. Why is a man attracted to women? I didn't write the book. I'm just reading. Why do they interest him? If they see him, if they're interested in him, why what's going on here? You know why that is? Yishum shu seh mehebe layofi mitziyut. Because he makes beauty of this world into reality. Mishnu mevatel et hasheker, as someone who nullifies in himself, in his head, this lie of beauty of this world. It does not interest him if women are looking at him or see him. He doesn't want to make an impression on any woman. He doesn't want any woman to look at him. He doesn't want to look at any woman. He doesn't try to flatter women. And all those things that have to do with someone who did not nullify yet the lust for the beauty for women of women. Right? Because then a person who cares, he walks a certain way, he talks a certain way, he acts a certain way around women. He wants people to look at him, he wants the women to look at him, he's interested in that. And this is the words of Rabbeinu. Ki yesh kama minei chen shel sheker shosim v'amidah v'achila v'dvorim anashim chem shal dvarim chol davar yesh chen acher miyuchad. There's all types of false grace that people do, the way they stand, the way they eat, the way they talk with people, and all kinds of things. Each one has a special grace, each thing. And all these grace of false, they come from the hevel ayofi, from the emptiness, the beauty, empty beauty, not the real beauty. The real beauty is inside of a person. That's real beauty of Hashem. Beauty of the Torah and the mitzvot and the neshama, very good. And not the beauty of the external. Which means someone who does not watch himself from being attracted to the beauty of women, then he's the one who has all these lusts to be in a certain way, to act in a certain way, and it's a lie. It's not who he is really, because he considers the beauty, the false beauty. But the more we do not consider this false beauty. The whole world is around this. How does your car look? How does your house look? How does this? Everything is given. By women, we understand. That's their neshama. That's their, who they are. That's the way Hashem made women. That they want. They like beauty and they like stuff like that. By men, it's just a title. It's just a lust. Adam sheyesh lo chiyut. Mikach shumotzechen b'enei misha asur lo. A man who has life. That from the fact that he that people were prohibited to him, women are cannot be there, his wife can. They're looking at him. It shows that he is deep in this thing which is called Shekel Achen, the false grace and the empty beauty. Because a person needs all of his life. All of his livelihood, all of his koach to live, should be only to come from cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemi sheyesh lo chiyud kedusha kazot, the one who has such chiyus kedusha, does not want to have grace in the eyes of any woman in the world, only in the eyes of Hashem. He just wants to be beautiful in the eyes of Hashem. And you don't do that by putting on makeup or by acting in a certain way. מכאן רואים את הקשר בין הגאווה לתאווה הקשה. And here we see the connection between arrogance in this very difficult taiva. Like Rabbeinu writes in Torah Kuf Lamed 130, and this is the words of Rabbeinu. Kol ha-gadol mechaviro yitzro gadol mimeno. It says in the Gemara in Sukkah, anyone who's greater from his friend, the more greater you are, the bigger your yitzhar is.
Wow.
Awesome. And through humbleness, a person is saved from the lust for women, and he merits shmira sabrit, guarding the brit, like Rabbeinu teach us in Gemara in Sota, kol ha-mitgae, l'sof b'chshad b'eshet yisi. Gemara says, that anyone who's haughty, he has arrogance, he's ichsa, me, at the end, what will be, that he'll be stumbling with a married woman. Like it says, זה שדיש נפש הרעת עצות. זה שכתוב, גדול מחברו, anyone who's greater from his friend, meaning that if he feels greater than his friend, right? Then the Yetzirah becomes greater than him. The Yetzirah of Niuf, greater than Rabbeinu says, כי זה עיקר Yetzirah, because that's the main Yetzirah of a person, like it's brought down in the Zohar, that the main Yetzirah, Bisha legalo arayin, is dafka for revealing the arayot, dafka for the lust for women. And also it's brought in other Sifrei Chassidut that the niuf, the immorality, the lust for immorality, it dwells only in the place where there is gaiva, where there is arrogance, where there is haughtiness. Like it's brought in Imre Pinchas, for the book of Pinchas Mikoritz, Shaar Aleph, Torah Nevin Ketuvim, Siman Kufit Aleph, Be'er Arav, that he said like this. Vastaber Miriam b'Moshe, Miriam Anaviya, Miriam the prophet, the sister of Moshe Rabbeinu, she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says there afterwards that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person on earth. Deita kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach lasof unichshal beshet ish. It's brought down in the Gemara that anyone who has haughtiness at the end, he comes to stumble with a married woman, like it says, beshet ish b'shal asot. Deainu, which means mishu yakar etzel atzmo, someone who is precious in his own eyes. Me, I'm so important, I'm so great. It's called a lot of gasut haruach, and then he goes to stumble. Me, I deserve everything. And someone has a little bit of haughtiness, he has only thoughts of it. Okay? Each one according to how much gaiva he has, that's how much bad thoughts he has of women. And so Rabbi Pinchas of Koritz, בזה אין אדם יכול להטעות את עצמו בעניין הגאות, להעלות על ליבו שכבר יצא מגאות. Right? And this is the person cannot mistake in himself. He could know exactly what he's holding regarding leaving the lust for immorality. Right? If he's completely clean from all these thoughts, he's completely old, regular Hashem, he knows that he's humble. And if a person still has sometimes thoughts here and there, so he knows that he's not yet humble yet, he still has gaiva. If a person actually goes and says, he thinks, Masha, he's with this woman and that woman, he knows that he's really has big gaiva. And he only has little thoughts, so he has a little bit of gaiva. He doesn't have any thoughts, he's clean, he has no gaiva at all. Okay, so we have now, it's a big gift from Pinchas the Kohen to know. Person can know where he's up to in life, to know what to work on. I mean, how much to work on? They said, furthermore, in the name of Pichas Koritz, there was a guy who had a carry, he had seed come out of him, not unwillingly, okay? And he was very sad, whatever. So Pichas Koritz, don't worry, it's all okay. So he said, what do you mean? You could take someone banging with a beam over his head. Don't worry, everything's okay. Well, that bitch is a big sin. What can I do? So the Rav explained to him lengthily that from Shamayim they gave you dafka this kivyachal, this stumbleness, this sin, right? In order so you, when you do avodas Hashem, you'll feel low. You see, even I have these sins. I'm a nothing. I just do my serving Hashem. But a person should not have any gaiva. That's why sometimes from Shamayim they throw him down. You don't have to wait, Rav Pichas goes, for someone to, for Hashem to awaken us like that. That person to begin with, to start his day with, for Hashem, I can't do anything. I can't move my fingers. I can't move my legs. I can't do anything without Hashem. With Hashem, I could do everything. And then everything you do, you know it's not from you. It's all from 100% from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachen, כשמתפללים על תיקון הברית וביטול התאווה, therefore, when we, בזרת Hashem, every day, we do the 30 minutes, Antikun Abrit, right? And nullifying this lust, We need to pray to nullify, add in also praying, nullifying our gaiva, our haughtiness, our arrogance. That we, I won't care that anyone looks at me. I don't care that anyone, I don't care. I just want to serve Hashem. I don't care that women look at me. I don't care what anything. Bifrat ha-pirtza ha-chamura she-tzadikim ha-idu k'shiru'em yishamayim, especially this very difficult, very, very horrible pirtza, horrible breaking the walls of tzniut, that big tzadikim, they testified from Shamayim, they came in Shamayim, they told him that this is the cause to a lot of our terrible decrees from Shamayim that come upon us. Rahman al-Islam. Right, you go into the store, and the lady tells you, "Ah, Yaakov, ma nishma? Ken, boker tov, Miriam, whatever." They talk, you see, they're friends. He calls his name, right? Matzrichan, yazolach, betach, as if it's their girlfriend, Hashem Yarachem. And many people, you see, there was a guy selling shoes in Nebrat. A guy who's very not religious and very not. He has a store in Nebrak. And he says, "I always wait to see all the women who are going to come to buy shoes in my store because I want to see how beautiful they are." That's what he said. So we see that you can go to these kind of stores. A woman cannot go into such a store. A woman who respects herself, she'll see. The store has women selling there, she'll walk in. If not, it's very dangerous. Unless it's someone who guards his eyes. Sometimes I have guests at home. Okay. And my wife tells me, "Don't bring them anymore." I said, "Why?" The husband looks at me. He doesn't want them to come anymore. Some comes and then my wife says, "Don't bring him. He guards his eyes. He doesn't guard his eyes. I don't want him here." If they're not religious, he doesn't say anything because we do kiruv. You know, they don't know anything. People who are supposed to know, they know the Torah says not to look at women, they're looking at a married woman. What is it? So anyone who comes to my house, don't look at my wife. I said, "No." She gets very upset. You're all invited. Come. You never come to me, Shmuel.
Oh, Mr. Hashem.
Come.
Mr. Hashem. In terms of going your in a footstep, be able to do that, and you have some insights in terms of being able to take that to different levels, and how to do that, and yet also to have the courage that so you can do truth, but something does happen, but you want to maintain that bridge going across it. So
you want to stay clean.
You want to stay clean. You don't want to be fearful, but you also don't want to. In essence, put yourself.
I tell you what you have to do. You have to do a half an hour ibudot every day on guarding the eyes. And add that into the half an hour also. Hashem, and I'm going to do a fatza, and I want people to feel comfortable with me and not be there. And also, you don't have to guard your eyes like that when you go to a fatza. No, you don't have to. You guard it, you don't have to. You just don't look directly at them. Yeah, hello. I'm out of that. He said he has sometimes guests that come to him, all kinds of aunts and cousins and stuff. So what should you do? What should people do? So he said, "Do what I do," he told us, Rav Arush. So I walk in, I said, "Oh, shalom, shalom, shalom." Everyone got their shalom. I come on, and I walk away. You don't have to stay staring at them. Okay. You look around. You don't. But not do like this. That's not nice. They don't understand what you're doing. It's enough that you're not looking at them. I remember when I was in the army, Hashem Yerachem.
So you look above them, near them.
Yeah, give them a good feeling.
Towards them,
but you're looking at the picture on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Like as if you're embarrassed because I was in the Israeli Zionist army, Hashem Yerachem. And
what's the translation for that?
What
Hashem Yerachem?
Hashem will have mercy on me. And so I was trying to get out, of course. They took me in forcefully. I was married, I had two kids. Even if you're not married, even more so, you shouldn't go. Hashem, hear me, whoever hears it, don't go to the Israeli army. Very dangerous, spiritually. Anyway, so So I was trying to get out, so she took, I went to Kaban, it's a lady who does the, she checks your mental state.
Psychiatrist?
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Psychologist.
So I'm sitting there, she says, if I'm not okay, she sends me home. I don't have to go to the army, I can get to be released. And I'm not looking at her. Why aren't you looking at me? I said, my wife doesn't let. Really? She said, yeah, you want to call her? I saw, I gave a whole speech. Say what you want your husband to look at all the women in the street? Come on. Yeah, she laughed. I was like, crazy. Well, she understood I'm normal. Unfortunately, yeah. It was more difficult than that to get out, but whatever. Oh, Hashem. I remember Purim. It's Purim soon. I was Purim 7 years ago. I was in Chile, in South America. Chile, where your wife's from?
Okay.
Chile, but not where she's from. I was in a different place, maybe 1,000 kilometers south from where his wife is. That's from. Oh, Angale. And I went. I was there, and we had a big Purim Suda, and like 60 people, or something, 50 people. I had a lot of wine. It was Friday, like not like this year. It's gonna be this year's Thursday, Friday. This was Friday and Sunday. It was divided to two. Anyways, in the Chutzlah, of course, we did Yudalet. So, we had a big party, and Ramosh already told me, when I went to Chile, I asked him, how do I deal with, you know, there's a lot of women coming to my house, men, women, all mixed, what am I going to do? We got my... So the main thing is, and davening, you separate the men and women, because it's halacha. Otherwise, they don't know any difference. Forget it, just make sure that you sit next to a man, your wife sits next to a woman. So, halacha. So on Purim, I remember I was I drank a little bit or a lot, and I was walking and I say, you have to guard your eyes. I was telling them, you see, I don't look at any woman here. I don't care how you look. I trust my wife. I have a wife. I'm loyal to my wife. You look at other women, you're not embarrassed. Even forget the Torah. Some common sense. You're married. You're looking at other women. It's disgusting. You're married to a woman. You're going to be attracted to other women. Forget the Torah and Kedusha. Just even loyalty. A little bit of loyalty. You would like your wife to go and be involved with some other men? No. So why are you going and look at other women and you think about them and you want to be with them? Common sense. Common sense. The world should hear this a little bit. Jews and Catholics, yeah. You gonna podcast this? But the math, common sense. You don't have to be Jewish to hear this. This is marriage. Be loyal to your wife. You don't want divorce or marry another woman. Okay? Lachen, therefore, because of all that we spoke here, how would a person be safe in this whole dangerous place? צריך בכל יום לעשות התבודדות על העניין הזה. You have to do every day התבודדות on this matter. And especially, on guarding the eyes. And each one has to spend at least a half an hour a day to set aside, at least a half an hour a day to ask from Hashem to give you the koyach, to shut your eyes, to give you the power to shut your eyes. Right? As we said before, that guarding the eyes, the only way to guard your eyes is to close them. There's no other way. You think you're guarding your eyes when they're open? You're not. To close them. To ask Hashem to have mercy on me that I won't have any pictures. I have plenty of pictures in my head from the past. I don't need to have more. Okay? The eyes of the person in the most sophisticated camera. Our cameraman. They're better than your camera, your eyes, huh? They work better. They have more colors. You know what? Camera has no feeling in it. Your eyes, when you see a picture, your mind remembers the picture with the feeling that you had at the time. With the feeling you had at the time. With the smell, everything. Sometimes you smell a smell. Ah, it smells like my mother's house. What makara? Remember when I was 10 years old. Makara. Yeah, even the smell.
Cookies
away. Okay, whatever, yeah. Understand, because it's in a person. It's Kitzel, and the eyes is even more. The sense of the eyes is even more. You see mamash. So chava, that person will have pictures in his head, and then he tries to do kedusha. He's davening 18. he's davening in Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah, and then suddenly he sees back pictures and it's Yom Kippur, doing tshuva, and having a reaction not in the right place, and he has his head pictures now for the past. As it sounds, he doesn't know what to do himself. He's running to tshuva now. That's what he needs in his head now. That's what we need in our head. And that's what we have already. We shouldn't add more and more garbage to our head. Yeah, just to clean ourselves from now on. Half an hour, but not so difficult. Half an hour, you lose on the eyes. Every day, consistent, consistent, consistent. Every day, every day. Chatzi, Isha, Hashem, Tazori, Nishmor, Tainai. Hashem, I only want to see you. I only want. A person could see, a person could come a point. I don't know if I think everyone could do this, that he looks now. Anywhere, and he only sees Hashem. He only sees Yud Kevav Kein. He sees Hashem. He feels Hashem. He has Hashem. Only by Dusha, working on the Dusha, Kol Azman. The happy person. I only want Hashem. Not only say I don't want this. I want only Hashem. You can't want Hashem and also want the whole world. Yifshal.
No, but you're concentrating on the positive, but not.
Right. It works much better. The person I'm telling you. I only want Hashem. I don't want to see the women. I want you, Hashem. Help me to be close to you, whatever you want.
In essence, when you say, I don't want to look at women, just by saying that.
A lot of times you can have thoughts just like that. Exactly. It's mamash. It's mod chashuv. Mod chashuv. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it for us to work, to clean ourselves, to work. And it works, Rabbi said. It works. Rabbi said, that's time saying it. Every word is it. Every word works. Every word that we say to Hashem makes it clean. Every word works. We all can be big tzaddikim. We're going to be big tzaddikim.
For you, not the guys.